Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Give Him praise this morning. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We extol you. We exalt you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Give you glory and honor. We magnify you, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're in the Memorial Day weekend, but along with our troops, there's someone more important than that even. We need to remember Him every day just like we do the troops. And we thank God for the troops. We thank God for their commitment. We ask God to bless their families for the sacrifices that they make. But we need to bless the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I got a phone call this morning from Kathy. Kathy's asking for prayer. How many know that the psalmist David in Psalms said, "Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed." And, you know, that's one of the things that I was praying. For those of you who don't know, I just spent 2 days in the hospital. God was good. Talked to Harry and talked to Bill and a couple others, and my faith was strong. I just believed God. They wanted to do some silly procedure that's unpleasant and stuff, and I said, you know, I really would rather not, Lord. And never transpired. God did it all without that silliness. Anyway, Kathy has been facing, because of all of the rain and everything, an asthma flare-up, and it's been making it real difficult to breathe. Everything. So she asked for the church, and I pray for her, so we want to do that right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we send your word right now to Kathy, Lord. And we say, like David said, when you heal us, Lord, we are healed. So we thank you, Lord, that you paid the price. You made that sacrifice for us, that you took the bruises and stripes for our healing. And so now we send that on and we remind Kathy of that by your word and by the Spirit of God. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Lungs function the way you're supposed to. In Jesus' name, every part, every organ of her body is functioning the way God intended it. She doesn't have the curse. She's been redeemed from the curse. She now has the blessing and the reality of being restored to right fellowship with you, Lord, because of her faith and because of her decision to serve you. So we give you praise this morning. She's healed from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. We see this attack going back on the one who sent it. We thank you, Lord, that she is totally, completely, miraculously, instantaneously healed in Jesus' name. And we'll accept nothing else, Lord. And we give you all praise and honor and glory forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hang on, everybody. We're about halfway through this year, and I'm telling you, I am so, so impressed. And I'm hearing this rumble throughout the United States. Ministers of the gospel who are really preaching the word, who are saying, hang on, because what we're going to step into, I believe right now, Memorial Day is a good day to start. Of course, when God says it's time. Amen. But the point is that we're going to start to see, not just crying out for answers to prayer, but we're going to start to see instantaneous answers to prayer like we've never seen before. It's going to be in the twinkling of an eye. You got to trust God. You got to believe God for it. Start praising Him now. Remember that prayer brings on the angels, but praise is the tool, the warfare weapon, the instrument that God gives us for warfare that brings Him on the scene. Amen? He inhabits the praises of His people. So we need to thank God. Thank God for Kathy's healing. Thank God for Marie's healing and everyone. Amen? And watch God move. You know? It seems like in my life, you know, from my carnal perspective, that I know God's been there and I know He's done some things, but it seems like it always took a little time, you know. But I saw this instantaneously, and something happened in me, and I'm excited. I'm thrilled. And I'm ready to move on. Amen. I'm ready to see what God has. Remember, we're not going to be here much longer. I believe that with all of my heart. I believe the scene is being set in the world of darkness for that's going to usher in the presence of God and the last events that God's going to do. And the main thing is calling us out of here. Amen. Oh, you ought to be shouting about that. You ought to be so excited you can't sit there. I'm telling you, it's what an amazing day and time to live. To see the hand of God move. To see things happen the way God said it. And see us get called out of here. Ah, my. Whoa. Amen? Praise the Lord. Father, we love You. We thank You for this day. Again, Lord, I pray that You'd use me according to Your will. I surrender to You. Hide me behind the cross. And now, Lord, this morning, Lord, again, we say this is Your time. We are Your people. Again, we thank You, Lord, that we have open minds, receptive hearts, Lord. And I thank You that I see, Lord, hearts of stone being chiseled away and being turned to hearts of flesh, Lord. That men are not turning to their own understanding. They're looking to You. You as the author, who You are, the author and finisher of their faith. We thank You for this in Jesus' name. And we thank You for what You're going to accomplish and what You're already accomplishing and have accomplished in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we're in the last Sunday of the month, and for those of you who may not have heard, I think everybody here knows, possible exception of Michael, that Stan and Connie could not make it. But that's another miracle. Even though it was an attack of the enemy, God turned what was meant for His harm, their harm, to good. I'll give you a praise report this morning. We're sorry he's not here, but we're looking forward to whenever he can come, amen, soon, sooner than later. And I'll give you a praise report about my mom. The doctor called my sister yesterday and told her that all of her CAT scans and EKGs or whatever it all is that they've been doing to her shows that she's 75% better. I'm not going to be happy until it's 100%. Amen. The same for Marie. Amen. I got a good report from Harry that they found out some things apparently just this past week, I guess it was. So God's moving, folks. You better hang on because it's going to be... You better be buckled in because that roller coaster is starting to move. And it's going. And I'm going to tell you, a lot of what we're going to experience is this, not this. Amen? Hallelujah. Do you believe that? You want that? Do you expect that? Hallelujah. Get your expectors working this morning. Amen? Hallelujah. So God's good, and she's doing well. She's, praise the Lord. I trust everybody else is doing well. And if not, then we know what the answer is. Amen? Prayer changes things. I want to remind you, too, just real quickly, that we need to understand that these things that come, this is not part of our inheritance. We're redeemed from the curse. And part of the curse is sickness and dis-ease. Amen? Hallelujah. So we need to rejoice. And we need to know that God is actively, not passively, actively, aggressively working in our behalf. Because He loves us. He loves you and I. And that love is not sitting around. It's working. Amen? Now we need to become aggressive and active in our love for Him. Giving Him praise and worship. Thanking Him for who He is. Not only, not what He does only, but for more than anything, who He is. The One who is our Redeemer. The One who came and He created us. He formed us and fashioned us. I was meditating on the love of God this week, and I see Him just actively doting over each one of us. Y'all know what doting means, right? And just excited. And I mean, if we could see with our spiritual eyes and understand in our spirits the fact that God is so excited, He's so excited, Jesus is so excited to come and act on your behalf. He said, concerning the works of My hand, command ye Me. He's given the promises, now we need to act on them. We need to act once and for all like we believe them and like they're ours. Because they are. They are. Amen? Hallelujah. I hope there's a fire kindling under y'all this morning. There is me. I'm blessed. I'm happy. I couldn't be happier than to be here this morning. Amen? Hallelujah. I'll just tell you, I'm going to go on with or without you. Amen. I want everything God has for me. Amen? How about you? So what could be better than getting fed spiritually and then going and getting fed physically? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Remember, the highest praise you can give God is to give your life to Him. Amen? Surrender totally. Don't fight Him. Just walk in it. You know, Billy, give me just a second here. I talked to a lady yesterday who was, I don't know if she's a nurse's aide or what. She's actually a nurse. And you know, it breaks my heart, and I know it breaks the heart of God, that there's so many people out there today that are in the church. This is what's a terrible shame, is they're in the church. And they're so busy bouncing back and forth trying to intellectually understand the Word of God that they don't understand what it is to walk in the Spirit of God who reveals truth to us. They have a knowledge of God, they love God, they have a knowledge of the Word, but they're vacillating back and forth. And whenever you minister, you know, to people like that, what happens? And they say, well, but the Word says this. Well, yeah, and it's, but here's, and you try to bring some understanding as the Spirit gives utterance and He leads you, and they want to fight with it. They know Him intellectually. They know Him by the written Word, but they don't really know Him. And that's a shame. We need to come to a place where we trust God. You know, I've said to Gene many times, I said, you know, and probably I've said it to you all too, that, you know, you can't preach what you're not sure of, what you haven't experienced. If it's not real to you, it can't be real to somebody else, amen? And there's this vacillation back and forth. The attitude when I spoke to her was that I understood, or that I thought I understood, was that, you know, the Old Testament is not important. And when I brought up the fact that the Old Testament contains the New Testament, it expresses the New Testament, and then the New Testament explains the Old, and everything. But then she's worried about Satan. She's afraid of Satan. Satan still has power. I understand that. If you listen to the Spirit of God, you understand that she doesn't have really the hope that she should have. Do you understand? We don't have any fear. Jesus is the head over all principalities and powers. Jesus indwells us. He's given us the authority. He's given us the power. That we don't have anything to fear of Satan. The only thing he can play with is our mind. Well, but he walks around as a roaring lion. No, I said, he is a big mouth. He doesn't have any bite. He's toothless. He's toothless. All he can do is play with your mind, which is what he's doing to her. Because she knows about the truth, but she doesn't know the truth. And that's a shame. And my heart goes out to her. I don't know her. I can't think of her name. But if you think about this lady, pray for her. She's a nice lady. She's into things real bad. And her husband's worse than she is, from what she explained to me. 4 cars, and now he's looking for another one. And he's fussing about tithing. This is a good segment to come into this. Thank you, Lord. See, a righteous man's steps are ordered by the Lord. Okay, never mind. Go on. But the point is, you know, he's worried about all these things. He wants another new car. And they got 4 cars now. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I can only drive one at a time. So I don't know what 2 people need with 5 cars. But anyway, and he's worried about her tithing. This is one thing she's got down. She said to him, she said, how do you think we got these things? And so, you know, she has some knowledge of truth. But it's a form of godliness, and the power of that knowledge is not there. The actual working power. The knowledge is good, but the knowledge is not enough. Amen? How many know that? Amen?
Amen.
And so the blessings of God are there because God instituted a plan for us to receive those blessings. Amen? I know it's difficult in this time, but you know what I found? That if you'll do what you can, God will, first of all, He'll give you the seed, and then He'll not only give you the seed, but He will increase that and bless you so that you can increase what you do. Amen? Do you believe that? But remember, it's in His time, not in our time. Amen? Do what you can. Hallelujah. Billy, let's receive God's tithes and our offerings.
Yes, Heavenly Father, we rejoice at being in Your house this morning to worship with You. We ask You to bless each and every person that's here, and we know that You will when we are obedient to You, because the gift of obedience is blessing, Heavenly Father. And You said You'd open the windows of heaven and pour it out upon us if we would just be obedient to You, Heavenly Father. And the way I feel about it, Heavenly Father, I don't want to be obedient to You to receive the blessings. I want to be obedient to You because it pleases You and it brings joy to You, Heavenly Father. That's the desire of my heart, and I hope each and every person that's here today has that same desire, Heavenly Father. We ask you to bless this offering that we're about to receive so that we can bless those that are around us in our community and throughout the world. In Jesus' most precious name, we pray these things. Amen.
You know, we do what we do not because of obligation. Listen carefully. We do what we do not because of obligation, but out of love and obedience. Amen. Hallelujah. And I want to share with, I want to just say this along with that too. You know, God has to make it real in your life. God's not out just setting down laws and expecting you to bend your knee and right now walk in it. He knows where you're at. And tithe is a lot more than just money. I got one amen. Thank you, Harry. Tithe is a lot more than just money. That's part of what he needs. Or he doesn't need it. He uses it to bless the kingdom and to progress his kingdom. But your commitment is a tithe. Your time is a tithe. Your fellowship is a tithe to him. Amen? You know, I was thinking about, you know, some things that I was, for some reason, my memory was going back to some things that I heard years ago. A young man in a situation that probably, I thank God that he was there, but I probably wasn't the best situation. That would be my opinion. Only my opinion. And since I'm not the know-all, tell-all, you know, we'll just take it for that. Amen? But I heard a young man expounding on what happens when you fast. How you get to a certain point and your breath gets sweet and then you know it's time to start eating again and everything. But I remember Kenneth Hagin talking about the fact that you live a fasted life. And what that means is what God requires of you for the moment. If it's to give up something, then give it up. Amen? Give it up for that moment. You know, the Pharisees and Sadducees went around just wanting to just you know, show everybody how pious and, man, I'm so religious, I'm so worthy. No, no. The Bible says, if you'll do it for the Lord. Well, you know what? There's twofold meaning to that scripture. What's done in secret will be shouted from the housetop. You don't have to toot your own horn. The blessings that you receive when you walk in will be a sign of what you've done in secret. Amen? The same as what you do that's negative in secret will be exposed in the light. Amen? So it's twofold. It's two-edged. You know, I'm finding more and more that scripture is not just either negative or positive. It has both sides to it. And you need to see with spiritual eyes and understand with spiritual understanding what the Word is saying and how it applies to your life. Amen? Hallelujah. Well, if I go on any longer, we'll have had service and be over with. Believe it, folks. You know, I got to tell you, a while back when I got sick, something happened in my voice. Now, here you go. Listen carefully. And I've had trouble. There's been a lot of garbage and stuff. I don't know what or why, and it's not something that I'm worried about, but it's kept me from being able to sing the way I used to sing. And I miss that. And God was reminding me, He said, His gifts and callings are without repentance. Amen? He never revokes them. He never withdraws His gifts and call when He sends them. Never. You don't believe it, read the Word. Tell you what he said, not what I think. And so I'm trusting God for a full restoration. But that doesn't stop me from singing in my heart and also from doing what I can, even if I do sound like a crow once in a while or a rooster. Amen? Hallelujah. It was a blessing to hear Gene play this morning. Praise God. You know what? I want to go ahead and just bless you with the Word this morning. Father, anoint your Word. I thank you, Lord, that as it goes out, it accomplishes what it's sent to accomplish. And Lord, that we're going to receive from you, but Lord, we're going to give back to you, Lord, praise and worship and love and adoration this morning. We give you glory and honor. Thank you again in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, God has been impressing me since I told you a week ago about, and I reiterated this morning, about the fact that prayer brings the angels on the scene. Prayer causes the angels to be at our disposal and to effect an answer for those prayers. But there's more to prayer than just prayer. You know, so many of us, I think, miss the instant touch of God because we stop at prayer. We don't go on and thank Him. We don't go on and praise Him. Praise is thanks. Amen? Praise is giving Him glory for who He is. Not just for what He's done, but for who He is and for His thoughts and plans for us. And the fact that we receive by faith the answer to those prayers. Amen? And I began to think about the psalmist David in Psalms. And I just want to read a little bit of this morning. I'm telling you, this is so good. I'm going to start in 144, and I'm going to go as far as time and the Lord will allow me this morning. But I want you to see the heart that David had. David had a lot of problems. Some of them were self-inflicted, amen? But David knew how to praise the Lord in the attacks, in the oppression of the enemy. Again, sometimes we bring our own calamity on ourselves. We're our own worst enemy. But David knew how to praise the Lord and he knew where to run. And here's what he says in Psalm 144. Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hand for war and my fingers for battle, my loving kindness and my fortress. He's talking about the Lord. My high tower and my deliverer, my shield and the one in whom I take refuge. Do you hear the heart of love and the heart of David crying out to the one who is his all in all? Who subdues my people under me. Lord, what is man that you take knowledge of him? Or the son of man that you are mindful of him? Man is like a breath. His days are like a passing shadow. Bow down your heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Flash forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot your arrows. Now, I don't want to go into that. He's at that moment digressing a little bit. But let's go to Psalm 145. I will extol you, my God, O my King. I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you. I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise your works to another, and you and shall declare your mighty acts. I will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty, and on your wondrous works. Men shall speak of the might of your awesome acts, and I will declare your greatness. They shall utter the memory of your great goodness. They shall sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious, full of compassion, slow to anger, great in mercy. The Lord is good. Now I think he's got some things to praise him for, you know. I think he's got some things that are really targets. And we need to begin to do that ourselves. We need to be in that same place, no matter what we're going through. Amen? You know, the Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. It's a weapon we've been given with our spiritual armor, with the armor of God. Amen? But we need to use all the weapons, not just the sword. We need to use the shield of faith. The shield of faith. The picture that I get coming to me right now, maybe you've already seen this, but it's coming to me right now. What I see is the onslaught of the enemy, the doubts, the sicknesses, the diseases that come, and they hit against that shield. And remember, that shield is not passive, it's aggressive. And the shield of faith protects us, but it also is us reaching out from behind that shield, expressing our faith, thanking God that we're protected from those things, and that God has and is delivering us. Amen? So we see God taking, the Bible says, the shield of faith will quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. And when the enemy comes, sometimes it feels like a fiery dart, doesn't it? Or a missile, one way or the other. I mean, there's times when we've had, dear God, missiles come at us, or what seemed like missiles, felt like that. But God's kept us, amen? Hallelujah. He's protected us. He's kept us. His mercies are new every day. His salvation is new every day. We need to praise Him anew every day. Amen? Give Him praise. In everything we do, through our music, through our heart, through our intimacy with Him. And praise brings about intimacy with God. Amen? You begin to praise the Lord in no matter what situation you're in, and what happens is all of a sudden it's like the picture I see is God. All of a sudden I see Jesus just stopping. Whoop, 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 whoop. That's one of mine. I hear him. I got to go see what's going on. Not that He's ever left. You understand? I'm trying to paint a picture here. And He steps on the scene and He says, What do you need? What do you want? What do you want? Concerning the works of my hand, command ye me. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so as you begin to praise, and praise becomes an active part of your Christian life, you begin to take strides and you begin to receive power and walk in things that you never thought you could or maybe expected you ever would, but you can. It's God's promise, and that's what God wants. He doesn't want us weak and beggarly. He doesn't want us weak and without power. We see the example of when Jesus came. And the Scripture says He was endued with power from on high. Power from on high. And so, because we're like Him, we're created in His image and likeness, and because He's done the things that He's done, we have the ability to walk in that same power if we'll just do the things that we need to do. And one of them is to learn to make praise as important and as active in our life as we pray, with our prayer, as our prayer and our fellowship with Him. It should be part of our fellowship. It should be an active part of our fellowship. I'm trying to have a song that's trying to come to my mind. What's that old song? I'll bet Gene or Donna can help me when I start this. It says, a day without prayer is like a boat without an oar. A day without praise is like going to battle with blanks in your gun or an empty gun. You don't have anything to fire back. And it's not pray. You realize when you're in praise, what brought down the walls of Jericho? Who did they call? Who surrounded the walls of Jericho? Judah. Praise. Praise. Amen? Hallelujah. So what we're doing is what we're at that moment we feel relief from the battle in the respect that we've got the answer and the assurance and the inclination and the knowledge that the battle's won. Now all we do is give Him praise and watch God. See, the battle's the Lord's. Amen? The victory's ours. Oh, man. I can't believe y'all didn't say amen to that. Hallelujah. Praise is so important in our daily walk, in our lives, in everything we do. When you get up in the morning, thank You, Lord, for this day. This is the day You have made. I rejoice. I'm glad in it. Thank You, Lord, for my breath, for health, for giving me what I need today, for my daily bread. Thank You, Lord, for leading me and guiding me. And then asking, where are we going today, Lord? What's Your plan? What's Your plan for today? Like the song says, forget about yourself. Concentrate on Him and worship Him and praise Him. Amen? Hallelujah. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever noticed that you're a lot happier when you're about God's business than you are anything else, including your own business? You may be fizzy. You may be carnally satisfied, but you're not spiritually satisfied if you're not walking in the things of God. And moment by moment. And you know, it's like all of a sudden being out in the sunshine and you don't see your shadow. And all of you, where'd my shadow go? And it's like, I got to see my shadow. When you praise the Lord and you walk with Him and you give Him praise every day, moment by moment, what happens is all of a sudden, because the sun's shining, the shadow's there. The shadow's there. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. That was a good example. Thank You, Lord. Amen? So, remember how important praise is. And again, it's a weapon. Praise is a weapon that God gives us. And praise will make the devil, it'll bring God on the scene, it'll make the devil run for cover. Amen. Amen. Make him run for cover. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know where I left off here, but I'll go back to verse 5. Verse 9. Thank you, Donna. See, somebody paying attention. The Lord is good to all. The Lord is good to all. Are you part of all? Amen. If you need to, say, that means me. And His tender mercies are over all His works. In everything He's done, does, there's tender mercy. In everything He did, there was tender mercy. Amen? What did He say about mercy and goodness? It'll follow you all the days of your life. Hallelujah. All your works shall praise You, O Lord, and Your saints shall bless You. They shall speak of the glory of Your kingdom and talk of Your power to make known to the sons of men His mighty acts and the glorious majesty of His kingdom. Your kingdom is everlasting. See, there's things here. We're thanking God. This is not just momentary. This is eternal. This is from now on. These are things we need to be thinking about and have in our hearts every day. Amen? We need to be so intimate with Him. It's like the best picture that I can give and the best example I can give. It's like the first day you knew you were in love and how everything you did was for that person. Everything you did, you know, you were excited to be with that person. You couldn't stand it when you weren't there. Everything you did was to bless them, to show them Your love. And that needs to be an everyday thing, not only with one another, but more importantly, the most important one is with Him. The Bible tells us if we seek first His kingdom and all those things that He has for us, then He'll add all the other things to us. Everything else will take its place, its rightful place, if we put priorities in the right place. And we need to start out with the praise of our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ every day, thanking Him, praising Him. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory to God. And then, as we go through our day, as things happen, we need to pray, we pray. But then immediately go to praise and thank the Lord. You know, this is why so many people just come short of receiving what God has for them, a miracle or a touch from God, is the fact that they give up the prayer and they don't give praise, knowing that God said, I hear and I answer. Did God say that? Is there anybody who's not aware of that here? God said that. He said, when you pray, I hear and answer. When you pray, the angels, if you will, I'm just going to take some liberty here, the angels come to attention. They're listening. They're listening. And then when you begin to praise, not only do you have the angels, but you have God. And not only that, they begin to join in with you as you praise and worship the Lord. Amen? Hallelujah. You've heard of a no-win situation? Honey, I'm here to tell you that's a no-loss situation. You can't lose. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 13, Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom and Your dominion endures throughout all generations. You mean that's actually working for me today? Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is. The Lord upholds all who fall. Oh, did you hear that? Call upon Me in the time of trouble, and I will deliver you and show you great and mighty things that you don't even know. The Lord upholds all who fall and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of the Lord look expectantly to you. Say, that means me. And You give them their food in due season. You open Your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all His ways, gracious in all His works. How many here have experienced the graciousness of God? I mean, really experienced it. Or do you think sometimes maybe, you know, God, I don't know where You are. Where is Your graciousness right now? See, I had a decision Thursday night when I went in the hospital. If they'd have gone ahead and done the procedure they wanted to do, sticking that tube in my nose and down in my stomach, that wouldn't have been very pleasant. And I made that known. But I didn't throw fit. But through it, I had the assurance that God was going to walk through it with me. And I was going to come out okay. Amen? That He was there. I had that assurance, that comfort, that knowledge that God was right there. Jesus was right there. What did He say? I'll never what? Leave you nor what? Forsake you? That means no matter what the circumstance is. There's not a circumstance or a thing that happens in your life that He's not right there walking through it with you. If you prefer, go back and think about the poem or the little, whatever you want to call it, about the footprints. See, it's perspective and attitude in everything we do. It's either going to bring victory or it's going to bring torment. Is the glass half full or is it half empty? Do you understand that when you go through those things, Jesus said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, that God walks through it with you? And if you only see one set of footprints, why is that? Does everybody know that poem? Why is that? Because that's when He carried you. That's when He was with you the most. But He's always with you. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. The Lord is near to all who call upon Him and to all who call upon Him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of those who hear Him. He also will hear their cry and save them. He also will hear your cry and save you. Where are you supposed to run? You're supposed to run to the Lord. Remember the Word says the name of the Lord's a high tower, a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they're safe. Call upon the name of the Lord in the time of trouble. And again, He said He'd show us what? Great and mighty things that we don't even know. We can't even conceive. Amen? Hallelujah. God is good. Amen? Hallelujah. The Lord preserves all who love Him. Listen carefully. Preserves all who love Him, but all the wicked He will destroy. What does that mean? That's not just talking about evil deeds. Evil deeds happen because of the rejection of Jesus. Y'all okay with that? Are we on the same page? Wickedness comes from rejecting Jesus, from not walking in who Jesus is and receiving what Jesus has done. And so He says the wicked, so that's not you and me, is it? Hallelujah. My mouth, in verse 21, shall speak the praise of the Lord, and all my flesh shall bless Him. Bless His holy name forever and ever. What does the Word say? It says, bless the Lord, O my soul. But it doesn't stop there. It says, and all that is within me, everything I am, everything I'm not, bless Him. Bless His holy name. Hallelujah. See what happens as you begin to praise the Lord, not only with words, but in singing, in rejoicing. What happens is praise and music and the singing along with your praise that becomes part of your praise begins to open your heart, bypasses your mind and your intellect, goes into your spirit and opens your spirit so you can receive easily the things of God. Faith is accelerated. Faith grows in that praise. Amen? Hallelujah. Whew. All this in heaven too. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to go on just a little bit more. There's only 10 verses in chapter 146. I like to tag the title above this in the New King James. It says, the happiness of those whose help is the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises to my God. While I have my being, do not put your trust in princes, nor in a son of man, in whom there is no help. His spirit departs and returns to his earth. In that very day, his plans perish. He's talking about those who put their trust in themselves and don't put their trust. Happy is he who has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord, his God, who made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is within them, who keeps truth forever, who executes justice. He executes justice. I don't care how much injustice you see out there, God is right now, by the Holy Spirit and by Jesus and the work that Jesus did, executing justice. Don't get caught up in the injustice or the negative. Get caught up in the positive, the face of God. Look for the face of God in everything. Amen? That'll help you give Him praise. Hallelujah. Verse 6, 7 says, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord gives freedom. The Lord gives freedom to the prisoners. You feel like you're captive by something? The Lord gives freedom to the prisoners. Hallelujah. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises those who are blown, who are bowed down. Amen. When Kathy called this morning, all I could think about was this scripture. The Lord raises those who are bowed down. I know, Kathy would have rather been here than feeling like she's being attacked by the enemy. Amen. The Lord loves the righteous. Who's righteous this morning? Who's the right? Who is He talking about? Come on, who's He talking about? What are you? The righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Because His righteousness is in you. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord watches over the strangers. He relieves the fatherless and the widow. But the way of the wicked He turns upside down. Woo-hoo. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, Obama, and the one who is the father of Obama. Sorry, I digress. The Lord shall reign forever. Your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 There's no need to be downcast this morning. There's no need to be concerned with an attack. God says He delivers you out of them all. Yet many are the afflictions of the righteous, right? But what happens? Out of them all. Amen. He said, in this world you'll have what? Tribulation. But what did He tell us? Be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. He's overcome the world. I would that that lady, and I'm blessed to know that because of prayer, God's going to answer that prayer, and He's already answering it. That lady's going to come and begin to see by the Spirit that she's been delivered from everything that she fears. Amen? She doesn't have nothing to fear from the enemy. The enemy hasn't had any power. You know, he doesn't have any power. Amen. Hallelujah. Was this worth anything to anybody this morning? God is so good. I just reminded him of another song. And I can see the majesty of the song. I can hear the lady singing it. And it says, talks about the Lord and how big and how vast His wide domain. Amen. Remember that song, Gene? I think it's the song called The Love of God. Yeah. Rich and pure, how measureless and kind. Yeah. Hallelujah. And part of that song also, I wish I could remember all of it, is His saints endure. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. People, God gives us opportunities every time we get together. And when the altar call is given, it's not for the embarrassment of anybody. That's an opportunity for you to come and say, God, I need You, and I need this operating in my life. Maybe it is operating, but I need more. I want more. I'm greedy. I'm greedy for the things of God. Amen. I'll take all I can get. And for you to acknowledge that you believe what God's doing and what God has said. So I'd encourage you this morning, if you want prayer, maybe you don't feel like you need it, but you want prayer, don't be afraid. Get up here. Show God by a demonstration of your obedience that you want that. And come. If your heart's clear, praise the Lord. But what I would say to you is, don't lose out on opportunity for a blessing thinking, I can make it on my own, I got enough. You know, don't miss out on that. I want all God wants and has for me. Amen? Praise the Lord.
I need more.
Amen. 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 I got it. I got it. And He's got me.
Given us a new position in the Gideons where we have to rely upon Him. But
amen.
I don't want to distrust that that's the case. And so I'm asking for all your prayers.
Amen.
To accomplish what God has called us to do.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Can we agree on that? Can we agree on that? So, Father, in Jesus' name and obedience, I thank You for this new mantle of authority and blessing, this promotion, Lord, that You put Patrick and Donna under. Lord, I impart that to them. I thank You, Lord, that You have imparted it to them and that You've called them out. Lord, You said that men would see and You would have, they, people would have favor with You and man. And Lord, that You impart not only that, but You also say that promotion comes from You. So I thank you for the promotion that he's under right now in Jesus' name, that Donna's under. I speak that into their life. I thank you for wisdom, for insight, for understanding. And Lord, more than anything, I thank you that you, God, and Jesus are their Lord. Thank you, Lord. I know they're a blessing to the Gideons. I know they'll continue to be. And even in this capacity, Lord, you show them. You do and put in them what needs to be done so that all of the Gideons can be blessed and all those who they come in contact with in Jesus' name. And we give you praise and thanks, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, I don't know about y'all. I'm glad I came to church today. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Are all hearts clear? Then Gene or Patrick, whoever, let's play some music and let's just worship the Lord now. Amen. Let's just get lost in His presence this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for accomplishing what you sent, what you wanted accomplished. Thank you that your word doesn't return void. We praise you in Jesus' name and give you thanks. Amen.
Father, right now in Jesus' name, I impart to your people, Lord, your blessing. I thank you, Lord, for your presence here today. I thank you, Lord, for accomplishing what you wanted done. I thank you, Lord, for your word that's gone forth. Thank you that it's not going to return void in any life. Father, now I ask that your face would shine upon your people, Lord. That you go with them, Lord, and be with them throughout this week, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that something new was started today. We receive it and we thank you for it. We praise you. We worship you. You're worthy, Lamb of God. You're worthy, Lamb of God. Now, Father, as we go, and we remember our troops, Lord. We're not forgetful. We're very mindful to remember you, Lord, on this Memorial Day, Lord. Now, bless our time of fellowship. Lord, bless the food so we sanctify it by your word in this prayer. Thank you for your provision. Thank you for meeting our need. In Jesus' name, if you agree with that, say amen.